Are you recording yet?
Yes, it's recording. No. We just need to open up beers.
What's that?
Need to open up beers.
Yeah. All right, Matt. So let's start off with segment one. What are we drinking today, Matt?
So I'm drinking Harpoon Brewery's The Crack, Irish Red IPA. So
is it The Crack or is it The Crake?
I would say The Crack because that's how Irish people would say it.
I mean, are you Irish? Do you know?
No, I'm not Irish, but I've worked with plenty, and I'm pretty sure this is using the term, like, what's the crack? Like, what's going on?
I've never heard that term.
So I think that's what the play is on. But it is a 7% ABV, 6.9. Sorry, 12 ounces. All right, so you feel a little hot.
We'll report back on the taste. Because I may have had that last week, but you know, I've forgotten it after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and all I remembered is that I should be drinking Victory. So I'm drinking Victory's homegrown American lager. So far, it's pretty light. I'd say it's a nice, what'd you call that? A hay color?
Mm-hmm.
A nice hay. What is the ABV on this? Easy. It's pretty low. It's a 4.8, so Matt will be feeling his, and I'll be feeling mine, because I'm a huge lightweight.
I will be feeling mine.
Okay, so those are... I had to get in a stab about the Patriots losing. Mm. So last week for the Super Bowl, I had gone and bought all Philadelphia or New England beer. Now, I'm not claiming they're the best representatives of either, but I had a bunch of Yingling and a bunch of Sam Adams. And I had Victory and Harpoon. So a little bit of, like, the bigger brewery and a little bit of, like, the bigger craft brewery. And I think overall more people drank the Victory than the Harpoon. Just putting it out there. Nobody touched the Sam Adams. And now I have a shit ton of their winter, what's it called? Cold Snap.
Did you buy a 12 of Cold Snap?
Yes, I did.
That might be your problem.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think the crew you had here was a big Cold Snap group.
We had a bunch of women.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have thought I was buying for the women. I was like, this is like a light beer. It's kind of got some fruity flavor going on.
Yeah. I don't expect them to know that.
That. A can with an owl and snow goggles equals a fruity light beer.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not saying that because they're women that either. I think that the group that was here, just knowing them and knowing their very high level understanding of craft beer, I don't think that they would have known that Cold Snap specifically was going to be like that.
All right. Well, I guess I should have done a taste testing, but I did not. So now I have a ton of this to get rid of. So anybody out there, first contest we're running, you get a 6-pack of Cold Snap. I don't know what the contest is yet, but that's definitely the prize.
We could do... I've listened to way too many beer and brewing podcasts.
I have not.
And there's a lot of different ways that they interact with their audience. Lucky for us, we don't have an audience, so we don't have to interact with them.
Yes, but they're getting the 6-pack. So basically, whoever's house has the next party, guess what you're getting as a housewarming present? 6-pack of Cold Snap.
Just, so the game is first people to invite us to a party.
That's right. And then they'll find out that they've won.
Right.
Hopefully there's a party before June or July, which is usually how long the beer ends up hanging around in here, because every time people come over here, I buy too much beer, and then everybody brings more beer, drinks their own, and then leaves me with their beer. So I've continued to accumulate beer, and then it takes me months and months and months to pawn it off on someone else.
So you have a hosting problem.
I have a hosting problem, and then I have a going out problem, where instead of drinking my beer, I go buy more beer.
Yep.
At some bar, brewery. Speaking of, so what brewery did we go to last week, Matt? We did our little, like, mandate. The mandate. We'll call it that. The mandate.
It's a mandated mandate?
It's the mandated monthly mandate. We went down the street.
To Turtle Swamp in, what is it, JP? It is in JP.
It's JP, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's why you confused me a little with Rosendale, but it is JP.
Yeah. Did I say it was in Rosie?
Yeah. Yeah, you said, oh, it's in Rosie, right by you. not really. Right by us.
They all meld together.
Yeah. So we went down to Turtle Swamp, and what was it, Thursday? It was Thursday. There's like 5 or 6 people in there. I gotta say, their setup, in terms of their like tap room-ish seating area, pretty sad.
Yeah, but it was also under construction.
Okay, that's fair.
Remember that whole roped off area that they weren't allowing people to go
to? Yeah. They had like table saws. You could see through the room to the dark and the back closet going on.
Yep.
But we did walk through then to the actual brewing space, and their equipment was marvelous.
Yeah, shiny stainless steel. Just everything clearly had just been put together in the last year. Pretty cool. And more production quantity than I was expecting, just based on how much I had heard of the brewery and how long I had known that it was there.
What do you think the barrel count was? Didn't we? You took a guess.
Yeah, I mean...
I can't figure that stuff out. Matt's got it down.
By having it down, being extremely amateur at it, I'd say they had, if I can remember correctly, I think they had 4 30-barrel fermenters in there, but I'm not sure.
4 30-barrel fermenters.
I think. I'm going to sound like an idiot when I'm wrong.
Yeah, we'll check that. So anybody listening out there, spot check that. Feel free to send it in. You can tag Matt.
Yeah.
What was your nickname? I already forgot your nickname.
I don't think I have one.
I already just came up with one for you. I didn't have one for myself. I forgot for you. Matt Diaper Butt. Tag it at Diaper Butt.
Diaper Butt. Where are you Matt tagging Diaper Butt? I don't have anything named Diaper Butt.
We'll make it. Don't worry about it. We'll get there.
All right.
So I think we're going to try to get to a brewery between each episode. So mm-hmm. That way we can then talk about it a little bit. So on facilities, their little tap area was like 2 pop-up tables in front of all their equipment. And then a row of, I think about like 6 old, dirty-looking apartment-style white refrigerators that they had converted to their kegerators and just like drilled the tap right through the front of the freezer door. It was supposed to be like a hipster cool thing, and it kind of just looked like a jerry-rigged mess.
I actually disagree. I kind of liked it. I thought it was a little homebrew callback, like, we're just getting started.
Okay.
Here's your opportunity to drink our fresh beer directly from our fridge. I mean, you're right. Could have been a little cleaner on the fridge.
It just wasn't cool enough. It was like, that's a crappy fridge. Like, it could have been a cool looking fridge. I'm not saying like some new Samsung. Like, go older. Go, I don't know.
Right.
Do something with it. Just looked like a cheap fridge that they took literally from their apartment.
Well,
you know,
you never know.
I don't know. With all that fancy equipment behind it, it was like a little mess. But whatever.
Which is where I think that's where the intention was. I think the intention was, let's make this look as relatable as we can at this point.
Right. They're trying to still look like, oh, we're the small town homebrew, or not.
Right. Which I think, I mean, their location being that close to Sam Adams.
Yeah.
They are the little home brewer kind of...
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of relative
scale. Absolutely.
So I think that kind of speaks to that a little bit more than...
And what's surprising is JP doesn't already have a brewery, which blows my mind. Like, I mean, there's plenty of bars and stuff in JP, and less so than the rest of the city. It's just less dense, but that they didn't already have a brewery I found to be very surprising. Especially because we've just recently had the Trillium Beer Garden open up in Rosendale Village. And there's another brewery on the way that's like half under wraps. They're not sure they've started, I think, with the permitting and stuff. I don't know if it's wrapped up yet. I thought it was supposed to be here by now. And since it hasn't, it makes me question whether or not it's still moving forward. Anyways, back to Turtle Swamp. What'd you think of the beer? Now, Matt had, what'd you have there?
I had Not a Wit as my first draft pull, and that was good, actually. That was it's a white IPA, I believe. I'd have to go back and check. And I thought it was more refreshing than I was expecting while looking at it. So it's very hazy, very light colored, creamy colored beer, and it really ended up just being more refreshing and citrusy and light than what I was expecting, which, like they say in the title, not a wit. I was expecting a little bit more yeast flavor, a little bit more heavy up front, but it really wasn't.
And then what did you follow that up with? Because clearly that was like, I think we both made a strategic first choice so that we could let the second one dominate the palate a little more.
Yeah, the second one I went with there, I can't remember now. I'm going to have to look.
All right, well, I'll dive in. So I was trying to be strategic, and I opened up with the classic, I guess what was supposed to be an English bitter. I don't remember what the name was. Couldn't tell you. But I thought it was a little weak on the English bitter style. I don't know. It was a little too thick tasting. It wasn't so clean. The malt was okay. I just wasn't, like, loving it. And then my second choice was, my second beer was their regular IPA. I don't know if they have a special name for it. On their refrigerator, it just said IPA. Which, again, I thought was, like, pretty typical. There wasn't any special flavors. The hops were kind of meh. It wasn't one of those palate destroyers, but it also wasn't any kind of special, like, oh, this is, like, really refreshing, hitting the spot. Mind you, it was pretty cold that night. There was no, like, we weren't sitting outside. It was a cold, cold night. So it was probably more porter, stout territory that we should have been drinking. But we both ventured the other direction, I think. So did you figure out what your second beer was?
Yeah, I did. So I went with All Ears, which is a golden ale. And I actually liked it. It was a good take a backseat kind of beer when having conversations. It was really good. It didn't really stir up any crazy flavors or anything like that. I could drink a lot of them if I was asked to. It was good, and it felt like a good go-to if you were to go there and not really know if mm-hmm. you could handle some of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. But on the porter thing, I steered away from the porter, mainly because...
We took a little shot of it when we got there. They did a little taste test, and we were like, hey, let's try the porter. Not going to drink that.
Yeah, and I actually, my decision not to drink it was more because I wanted to try the other stuff, because mm-hmm. I tend to default to porter stouts, that kind of thing, like, right away, and I always feel like I miss out on other things, because once you hit yourself with a porter or a stout, and if it's too roasty, chocolatey, you're just, everything else is just kind of going to fall away in terms of flavor. Everything else was light, you know?
Exactly. The rest of the roster was light. And I'll say, even though the bitter was not, like, super spectacular or memorable or even that, I don't know if it hit the category that well, not that I know my beer tasting, but I appreciate seeing it on somebody's tap rotation or whatever, what they're brewing, only because you don't see it that often. There's either breweries who do nothing but English bitters and English style, or you just see the IPAs, the wits, the stouts, and the porters. So it was nice, I thought, to finally see a bitter on a menu and be able to, like, cool, even if it's not that great, at least it's something different than I'm used to seeing.
Right. Yay.
Uh-oh, Matt. Are we hitting... We've hit the 15-minute mark, and Matt has consumed enough of his beer, but not enough.
What? I thought it was 25 minutes to a half hour.
Yeah, it is. Halfway. I'm saying Matt's at the point where his brain is switching over from not buzzed to buzzed. And at that point, he's got to stop, think what he's about to say. But if we give it another 2 minutes, he'll probably be a little bit past. So for today's first inaugural episode, I wanted to get the recording of the beer snap. Right? And I'm thinking next time we should already be halfway through the first beer. So that way we can pop a second one during the episode. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. And I think going forward, it won't be like a whirlwind Friday night trying to get out to the bar afterwards kind of night.
Why not?
I mean, it could be.
No, I think that's fair. That's fair. I'm thinking this is going to happen like once every 2 weeks to start.
That's ambitious.
Is that ambitious?
How about once a month? It took us as long as it did.
Listen, 2018. I've got new goals for the year. This is one of my goals. So, okay. And I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to say every 2 weeks, and I'm going to try to hit a brewery in between, which means I need to be going to a brewery every other week.
Yep.
That's fair. That's There's fair. Plenty within range. Matt thinks he's moving to New Hampshire anyway, so we're going to have to mandate some more mandates in order to keep hanging out.
Yeah. That's right? True.
Yeah.
And since this is your scope of this podcast is meant to be New England, not just Massachusetts.
Correct.
That gives us opportunity to maybe do some New Hampshire stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to travel. So here's a, let's do a little like what we see for the show to come. All right. So we talk about the beer we're drinking literally right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to theme it in some capacity. If we have people on with us, I think I'll either force them to bring a beer or I'm going to get a beer that I think they'll like and then make them tell me if I was wrong, which I usually am. Number two, we go to a brewery. We already talked about that. Okay, bam. Then I think we can do a bunch of different things that would be, what would be the content if there was a good beer magazine in New England? That basically, we don't want to have any publication costs, so this is the way to get that same info out without having a publication. So I think
we're very reputable.
Very reputable. Listen, we have lots of money. And I think what we need to do is we can pick different beer towns or pick a town and then go find the breweries there and do like a little like bloops blurb on, I mean, the easy target's Burlington, right?
Mm.
Burlington. But then you can go out a little past that in Vermont and hit like Stowe. There's a few out there.
Waterbury.
Honestly, Waterbury. You go over to New Hampshire, Manchester is got a bunch now.
Yeah.
I mean, White Birch kind of kicked it off there, and now there's another 2-3 in that area.
Yeah, White Birch is technically hooks it.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is. They put that on there. Whatever. It's regionally close enough.
Yeah.
And then we can jump out to the seacoast. You got Portsmouth, which has Smutty Nose, Portsmouth Brewing Company. You go a little bit.
Earth Eagle.
Don't Earth Eagle. It. Is that the hat? Matt.
That is my hat.
I wanted to make fun of Matt's hat tonight, and I forgot to yet, because he has his headphones on, so I didn't see it. But Matt, everybody out there who's listening, Matt is on the quest for a new hat. Matt needs a new drinking hat, because his sweaty head made that one all dirty. It used to be
it's
white,
not that sweaty.
And now I don't even know what color that is anymore. It looks like it fell in the mud, but it's just from his forehead. So
it's kind of dirty, but it's not that dirty.
I'm thinking we can I don't know if it's gonna be all the time, but we might be able to hit up a town, do a little investigation there. We've already been to several of them, but I think it's worth going back, digging in, trying to find what's going on. Then I think what we had already done, we'd been talking about this show for a while, and then our friend was living in California, and we made it a point. Although he lived in San Francisco, we told him to go screw himself for a few days, and we flew into LA. And then we tried to do like a beer-esque trip. We had the ladies with us, so it wasn't all beer, which is probably for the best. I mean, we probably saw better places than just going to random breweries. But we made a little beer trip up the coast, got to Firestone Walker.
Yep.
We ended up meeting our friend in San Fran, went past him, went up to Russian River. Was there any other spots we hit out there? There's definitely another one in LA, right? Who do we hit out there?
Yeah, I mean, we hit a couple just brew pubs on the way up.
Yep.
So that was the other thing, and right down in San Francisco, and I wish I remembered the name because I would drop it right now, but I can't. There was a place that was a brew pub, and I believe they had two locations, but this was one of the locations. All taps were their beer. It was delicious, and it was right in the thick of things.
So I would like to keep that theme alive and plan out some longer trips. So we got the New England thing going on, and then we can do a little, less frequent long haul.
Well, so speaking about that, we've had a long-standing idea, or you've had this plan that you want us to go down to Philly Beer Week.
Absolutely. That's where I was going next. You read my mind.
And I'm seeing that as
being... Did I write it down? I didn't even write that down. How did you know?
Look at you.
So, absolutely Philly Beer Week. So, what are you going to say about it?
Well, what I'm getting at is I think we have a good opportunity to push for opening ceremonies and hit a bunch of
all right. I like
it. A bunch of the tap rooms and stuff that's up there.
That would be so dope. I lived in Philadelphia downtown for 2 years, and I just went to work instead of going to Philly Beer Week. And I went to, like, some of the nighttime events, but I never got to, like, take the day off and go travel around the city following the Hammer of Glory and watch the mayor open up, do the opening tap ceremony and all that. So that would be awesome if we could get a small group, travel down. I don't know where we're going to stay, but we'll figure that out. And do, like, at least 2 to 3 days. We don't got to stay the full 10 days. I mean, that's... I will literally be dead. So, 2 to 3 days, long weekend, make it happen.
Oh, that's what you're looking
so, at. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, they just whipped in. So, the landlord interrupted our sesh, but only wasted like a minute, so we're doing pretty good.
That's what editing's for.
It is what editing's for, but also, if we edit out the time, I've already finished my beer, so like 20 minutes of material is definitely two beers worth.
20 minutes? You mean like half hour of material. I've got 30 minutes recorded right now.
Right, but after we clip it down and everything, I'm saying, like, the actual... Yeah,
that's true.
The final product. 20 minutes of final product is easily two beers worth.
Yeah, at first. I would say that we're going to get better at this.
I hope so.
Just based on... Because the little bit of knowledge I have in recording and all this shit is that the more we do this, the more we're going to realize editing's a bitch.
Yes.
We're going to have to do as much on the fly as we can.
One take.
Yeah.
One take. Coming for you, Hollywood. All right. Keep moving forward. So we do the long trips, and then we might be able to, once we like, and this is going to take a little bit of time, maybe try to get one of the local breweries to actually sit down with us, or at least the brewers, whatever. Someone to sit down with us from one of the local breweries and shoot the shit for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe we can take it to their house, you know, take it to their brewery and do it in-house while they're there. They like, don't get interrupted, but I don't know. That's a little ambitious for now.
Yeah, I think to get into that, not to get into the details, but we would need different equipment. One, if you're going to be in a noisy brewery, especially if there's got a tap room.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great idea. And once we get off the ground a little bit, maybe get a few episodes out of the way.
Yes.
I think that would be worthwhile. The smaller places probably would be more apt to
Turtle Swamp. We could just like go in that broom closet that they call the seating area and do it there, right? There'll be no noise in there because there's nobody there.
There was when we were there.
There was. Those people were like way more regulars than us. Everybody knew everybody's name. We met the girl behind the counter. What was her name? Nicole? Was it Ashley? Nicole? I don't know. I just like named every girl from my high school. All two names that they had.
I'm the worst person to ask that.
Yeah. We gotta go back now. And like I thought we made friends. Maybe she was just giving us, you know, the time of day because she works there. But I thought we made friends.
She may have been giving us the time of day because we were the only ones left that could possibly buy something.
She didn't want us to though. I was like, oh, should I buy a crowler? And she was like, no. She shut it down. I think she had already closed her register and was like, just go home.
Just leave.
Please leave immediately.
We're done talking.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. All right. And the two other ideas I had written down here. Oh, I got three.
Three.
Number one, this one is probably the best. And this would be what events, either what's going on, what are we going to, what are we not going to, what's coming up, and what has tickets going on sale. Because if you're any bit familiar with the like New England beer festival scene, it's that tickets sell out within about 45 seconds of them going on live.
Cutthroat.
It is cutthroat. It is equivalent to the housing market where you need to show up with cash. You got to be paying more than ticket price. You gotta waive the inspection and just say, yeah, I'm in. So,
I'm 50. I'm not even close to 21. I'm 50. Let me in this bitch.
You gotta be old. You gotta be loaded. I mean, it's basically like nightclubs, right? It's like way overpriced. You don't get that much beer going on. They're moderately fun. So we gotta vet these. Yeah. I think nobody's vetting these because the few I've gone to, I've been colossally disappointed.
Yeah. I will say, I went to... So I'm originally from Maine, and I went to the Maine Brewers Association Festival.
That's a big one.
I don't think that's what it's called.
That's close enough.
Whatever, you're right. So it's out. It was out on Thompson's Point that past year.
And I've gone to concerts there.
Right there next to Bissell Brothers. Great spot. Yes. You can take the train from Boston to Thompson's Point and walk to the festival. Should've done that. So we got schmammer-faced and just got back on the train and took the train home. Like, we didn't have to touch our car. It was phenomenal. So I went to that a couple years ago. It wasn't this past summer, but the summer before. And I will say that was well worth the ticket because of location, the exposure you had to all of the New England breweries. And I say New England because it's the main Brewers Association Festival, but it does include other places. You know, Medusa was there. I remember vividly that Medusa from... Basically, this was a New England contingency of breweries. And it was fun. There was food trucks. Mm. It was delicious-ass food. And got...
It's a great
plastered.
Spot. It's a great spot. I went there for a concert, and they had all the food trucks, and you're right out on the edge of the river, right? Because it kind of like... That's what that point is, right? It's wrapped by the river.
Yeah, it's actually technically harbor, I believe. It's at least brackish. I don't know exactly, but it's South Portland, so the harbor comes right up in.
So, all you environmental specialists out there, please weigh in onto the brackish conditions of Thompson's Point. If you could tell us the salinity level, you will win a six pack of White Snap.
Cold snap.
God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, so there's definitely opportunity for local brewfest to be awesome.
Yeah, Maine's, I think, is especially respected compared to some of the other ones. There's just such a glut of them now in the city, and they all got a gimmick, right? Like, beer and bacon, beer and cookies, and they just want to, like, triple charge the price. It's $100 to get in. You get four beers, of which you get a little sample, and then they give you, like, a plastic goblet to commemorate yourself, and which I'm gonna immediately throw away because I have a wife and she makes me do those things. And I think we need to vet these, because if I was as a consumer, I'm not paying up front because I've been duped too many times and I have no way to validate who's coming to what, how many breweries are gonna be there, what's an actual sample look like. I would say one of like the biggest revelations I had recently is, like, better than Beer Fest are some of these 5K runs. You sign up for your little 5K price, it's like $30 or whatever. You run a couple miles, or you walk, or you kind of goof off, whatever. You get to the end, though, and it's just like free for all, right? I mean, there's like 8-9 breweries there, it's all you can drink. One of the best ones was the Cambridge Run Series. They got one every holiday. Right, there's one at St. Patrick's Day, there's one at Thanksgiving, one in the middle of the summer, and they've been great. And I had a friend who was like, yo, you gotta go, it's like so many free beer, like it's great. So we did it. We actually did a little kayak thing first, right? Did a little biathlon and kayaked for like a mile on the Charles, then did a quick little run, and then we like drank our faces off, and it was great. And my friend was like, yo, you gotta do it again. I was like, I'm gonna wait for the next one. And she said they switched up the format where they only gave them four drink tickets. Now, all of a sudden, there's drink tickets, there's lines, and, like, the quality of the experience went from 95 to 100% down to, like, 25 to 30%. She said it was just a mess. It was so disappointing. Everybody was just standing in line. It wasn't, like, mingling and grabbing drinks and running around and saying hi to friends. And that was, like, really good to know, because I was about to drop money on the next event. I was a little disappointed in their t-shirt design. They used to have cool ones, and their new ones are kind of lackluster. Just throwing it out there, Cambridge, if you're listening, bring back the old logos. All right. So I think those would be good events to cover too. Not just the beer festivals, but the other things that involve beer after time party going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and Smutty also runs the Will Run for Beer series. Which I don't know, based on their recent auction that's coming up in March. I don't know if that's actually going to happen still, but I've definitely run in those, and those are a blast.
And you get your beer tent, solid amount of beer after.
Yeah, the beer tent is it's limited, obviously, mm-hmm. but still a great time and good people to drink with. So it's fun.
So I think we're going to cover those two. That, I think, parlays into the next one involving physical activity and beer, because beer is a fantastic post-workout drink. It has carbohydrates. It has electrolytes. It even has a bit of protein, mm-hmm. right? A little bit.
And some would say that Guinness is the best post
is it
workout
is drink. It
yeah I don't know why
it's better than Gatorade. Gatorade's just sugar water.
Yeah, it's true.
Sugar salt water. At least beer, I don't know, has whole grains in it. We're gonna use the tag whole grains. But I was gonna parlay this into the hikes. So me and Matt this past summer, well, him and his girlfriend started on the whole New Hampshire 4000 thing. But I got roped into a few of them.
4,000. It's the 4,000 footer club.
4,000 footer club. So they got to go up all the 4,000 foot peaks. And
there's 48 of them.
That's a lot of feet. I was going to do the math, but it's not happening right now. So actually, I guess that was 2 years ago you roped me in almost. Oh, it's been like a year and a half. We got started. I'm a super nerd. And for my bachelor party, I was like, yo, I've never done an overnight hike. I come from lame suburbia where we don't go outside that long. Let's go on an overnight hike. And he took me up one, which turned out to be like one of the worst. Everybody there was like, oh, this is the one I saved for last because it's so shitty. We went up Owl's Head. We also hiked for like 13 hours that first day. Arrived to camp in the dark. And we tried to bring beer with us. And I think we didn't even drink it because we were so exhausted.
Yeah. And we even had the pantry with us.
We did. He was the one carrying the beer. We brought the pantry, who is at the bar right now. Yeah. Jimbo Mania carried a 70-liter pack for a day hike. We did stay overnight, but we were gone for approximately...
36 hours.
Not even 36 hours. Maybe 30 hours.
Yeah. But, I mean, to be fair, we were not going to starve. We were not.
Nobody was going to starve.
Which isn't possible, really. We wouldn't get lost out there. But if we did get lost, we would have been dead.
He was like a walking 7-Eleven. He had the hot dog rollers going. You could just get a hot dog from him. What else did he have going on? All the booze you wanted.
He had a humidor. A few cigar selections in there.
That one I'm not making up. He legitimately had a humidor. With a selection of cigars for any of your fancies. If you're on the mountainside, you don't want to be without a humidor. So I think that'll be another one where we can either, I would say, try to do it like live when we get to the top, but maybe we just come back and recap. But the goal would be
hard as shit with all the wind and stuff, but I think
but you just do it in camp at the end of the night, not live while you're gone. You get to camp, set up camp, duck in the tent, bust out 20 minutes of audio.
Yep.
But I think we got to bring strategic beers to the top of the mountain or whatever it is, wherever we're going. I think that would be like worth the hike in. And afterwards, we always end up stopping at a brewery. Woodstock is up near all the White Mountains and stuff, so that's kind of perfect. But we can make trips to other ones if we venture out past the White Mountains or up to Maine or whatever it is. All right, and my last thing I had written down here, kind of with the events and stuff, is the music and beer scene, because as all of the local breweries have been growing, they've been incorporating a lot of good live music. And I think it'd be cool to showcase or at least alert people to what's happening. Night Shift comes to mind. They're doing a good job. I think the other places should do more of it. Like the Trillium down the street, the new beer garden that Trillium's hosting is really set up for it. I know city permitting is a big issue, so maybe outside the city it becomes a little easier. But I think that would be really cool to kind of incorporate. And maybe that's, again, kind of longer down the line with interviews and such. But
well, and I'll say, too, from a Maine perspective, one place that just stands out when you talk about music mixed with brewery is Bigelow Brewing up in, I believe it's technically Skowhegan, but near Norridge Walk, Maine. They are...
None of those are real words.
they're an awesome spot. And when we were there the last time we were up there, they had live music playing. And basically the venue for music playing is they set a tent up outside on their lawn, and they've got this large space, you know, probably quarter acre, half acre in that area of just lawn that they have open in front of the brewery. So they set the tent up at one end, and there's a few picnic tables, but people just brought their lawn chairs and blankets. Oh, dope. And everybody went up. They've got this pizza, this hot, you know, the stone, the brick oven pizza.
Yeah.
They've got the brick oven pizza. You get the brick oven pizza, bring it out on the lawn, and you can just listen to music, hang out with your family, friends. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Aside from being in the basically the middle of nowhere, it was well, pretty awesome.
That's what Maine is, right?
That's true.
All in the middle of nowhere.
It was typical density for Maine.
I think that'd be a great one to kind of bring into it, because it's kind of like an event, but it's always changing, and there's a lot of... I got to give Massachusetts props for... although I'm from Philadelphia and I still have a bias that their music scene's better, Massachusetts does have a good quantity, if not quality... At least there's quantity. Sorry, suckers.
I have no opinion on that.
The Eagles won again. Just reminding everybody.
There is no again. There is no again. That was the first time.
It was the first time. They're one of the last. I saw the stats. They're one of the last 12 teams or 13. There were 13 teams that had never won.
That's half the league.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little under half.
Yeah. So this was the first time for them. So that's pretty big. All right, Matt. Cool. I think we talked our asses off for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is
still... There's a lot to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, we had big things here. We didn't do a lick of research, which we were supposed to do.
Yeah, no.
So next time...
Highly doubt that this is going to be a substantial episode. This is going to be a little 15-minute intro to what's going on. Yeah,
this is
going to
get compressed down into about 4.5 minutes. it's gonna mostly,
here's the podcast. All right, bye.
Mostly be beer sound effects because we like playing with a microphone.
Oh, I didn't.
Matt didn't finish his. I'm like itching to get another. I should probably eat before I have another.
I haven't eaten either.
That's why I'm feeling it. So 4.8 coming at you. Watch out, kids. You can just cut it there.